This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly session begins with discussion on five key ordinances and contemporary issues. Russian missile attack kills four people in Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown amid diplomatic tensions. And U.S. President Donald Trump warns Hamas to release captives and halt military aid to Ukraine. Now the news in details. The National Assembly session has begun today with five ordinances scheduled for discussion. The ordinances to be presented include the Good Governance Promotion and Public Service Delivery Amendment Ordinance 2081, Economic Procedure and Financial Accountability First Amendment Ordinance 2081, Privatization First Amendment Ordinance 2081, Economic and Business Environment Improvement and Investment Promotion Amendment Ordinance 2081, and Cooperatives Amendment Ordinance 2081. These have already been passed by majority in the House of Representatives. Additionally, the session will include questions to the Minister of Health and Population. The annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority for the concerned fiscal year will also be presented. The Foreign Minister, Home Minister and Labour Minister met yesterday to discuss coordinated efforts to address issues faced by Nepali migrant workers abroad. Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deva, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and Labour Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari, along with ministry secretaries, explored ideas for better managing Nepal's foreign labour migration. Minister Dr. Rana emphasized the lack of information about Nepali workers and students abroad, especially during crisis. Minister Dr. Rana raised concerns about Nepali women illegally working as domestic workers in the Middle East, noting that around 48,000 Nepali women have reached Kuwait. Similarly, Home Minister Lekhak suggested amending the Foreign Labour Act, while Labour Minister Bhandari stressed the importance of labour diplomacy. The meeting also addressed issues related to undocumented workers and rescue challenges. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, in coordination with the Nepal Chamber of Commerce and the Nepal Business Institute, is set to host the second edition of the Nepal Business Summit in Kathmandu on the 19th of April. Held under the theme, Sustainable and Self-Reliant Economy, the summit will bring together over 500 participants, including senior government officials, province chief ministers, economists, banking experts, industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and youth from emerging sectors. The event aims to foster discussions on key economic challenges, promote investment, and generate policy recommendations. The Nepal Chamber of Commerce will submit the summit's finding to all three tiers of government for implementation and continuous monitoring. A fire that broke out on Sansarkot Hill near Ribdikot Rural Municipality 1 and 2 in Palpa has yet to be brought under control. According to the district police office, the fire could not be contained due to heavy fog and ongoing storms. The fire has damaged four community forests covering 170 hectares. The Division Forest Office reported that the fire has affected Lake Community Forest, Parikola Community Forest, Madhuban Community Forest and Brindavan Community Forest in Deorali. The Nepal Army, Armed Police Force and local residents are working together to extinguish the fire. Chairperson of the Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives, Deepak Bahadur Singh, has assured that the Water Resources Ordinance will be presented in Parliament soon. Speaking at a workshop organized by the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat, Chair Singh said discussion will conclude within 2 weeks before the ordinance is tabled. Moreover, Chair Singh also emphasized concerns over drying stone water sprouts in Kathmandu Valley. Officials, including Energy Secretary Sarita Dawari, stressed the importance of integrated water management. Donor agencies reaffirmed support for water conservation, while experts called for urgent action to address the growing water crisis. Air services at the Suketar Airport in Taplejung have been disrupted, causing inconvenience to passengers. The suspension began from the last week of Mangshi due to technical issues with two aircraft of Nepal Airlines operating flights from the airport. According to the airport officials, one aircraft has been under repair since Dasai, while the other has been grounded. As a result, both domestic and international tourists, along with the general public, have been unable to access air services. Previously, airlines operated flights during the tourist season, but both have now ceased their services. Senior official Dharmendra Khanal confirmed that despite an official notice stating flights would resume on 4th March, the absence of aircraft has delayed operation. Local residents and tourists are facing facing difficulties and immediate action is needed to restore services. The National Vocational Training Institute under the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security is set to establish vocational training centres in all 7 provinces of Nepal. In the first phase, a centre will be set up in Madhes province. Following a cabinet decision, an agreement for land acquisition was signed between the Ministry of Land Reform and Management, Mahottari, and the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security. The ministry will use a $1 million grant from the Saudi government to establish a multi-purpose polytechnic institute in Balwa municipality, Mahottari. With technical assistance from the International Labour Organization, the project aims to produce a skilled workforce by providing skill-based training, skill testing and certification. The training centres will help meet labour market demands and enhance both domestic and international employment opportunities. President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Dewa has emphasized the significant contribution of ex-servicemen in every democratic movement in Nepal. Speaking at the opening of the 6th Central Convention of the Nepal Ex-Servicemen Association in Sanipa, President Dewa stressed that a strong Congress party would lead to a strengthened democracy and a prosperous Nepal. President Dewa acknowledged the challenges faced by ex-servicemen regarding their services and benefits and assured that efforts were underway to address these issues, including ongoing discussions with the government regarding the recruitment center in Gorkha. Moreover, President Dewa expressed his commitment to resolving these issues diplomatically. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged support for the construction of Mithapur Dry Port in Mahottari. Chair Dahal made the commitment during a discussion hosted by the Jaleswar Chamber of Commerce and Industry at Birtamur after visiting the construction site near the Indian border. According to his private secretariat, Chair Dahal stated that one goal of the Maoist Tarai Madhes awareness campaign is to address the needs of people in border areas and promote development. President of the association, Siva Chandra Chowdhury, highlighted that the Kolkata port is only 225 kilometers from Jaleswar Customs, making the dry port accessible to all districts in Madhes for international trade. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued what he calls at last a warning to Hamas, demanding the release of Israeli captives in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, President Trump also urged its leader to leave the region. The White House confirmed direct talks with Hamas for the first time since 1997 to secure the release of U.S. Israeli captives and end the war in Gaza. Meanwhile, the World Food Programme warned that food stocks in Gaza could run out in less than 2 weeks due to Israel's blockade. Similarly, the BBC reports that in a shift in U.S.-Ukraine relations, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz confirmed a pause in intelligence sharing with Kyiv. The U.S. also halted military aid to Ukraine following a tense meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. French President Emmanuel Macron announced a meeting of European military chiefs calling for increased defense spending. Moreover, French President Macron said Europe must prepare for security challenges without relying on U.S. support. A Russian missile strike on a hotel in Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown has killed 4 people. According to the BBC, the attack comes as President Zelensky prepares for a summit in European leaders in Brussels on Thursday to strengthen European support for Ukraine. The summit follows the US decision to suspend military aid to Ukraine, preventing even pre-approved equipment in Poland from crossing the border. French President Emmanuel Macron said Europe must be prepared if U.S. support declines. President Zelensky's week has been marked by diplomatic challenges, including tensions in Washington, a meeting with King Charles, and now critical talks in Brussels. 7 people were injured in South Korea after a fighter jet accidentally dropped 8 bombs in a civilian area during a live fire exercise. According to the BBC, the incident occurred in Pocheon near the North Korean border. One bomb exploded while 7 others are being safely disposed of by a bomb disposal team. 4 of the injured are in serious condition with 2 suffering fractures. South Korea's Air Force apologized and promised compensation, stating the bombs were dropped outside the firing range. The exercise, which involved U.S. forces, was part of joint military drills ahead of upcoming combined exercises from 10 to 20th of March. North Korea has halted tourism just weeks after reopening its door to Western visitors for the first time in 5 years. According to the BBC, the country, which had been sealed off since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, began easing restriction in mid-2023 and allowed a Western tourist into Seoul last month. However, several tour companies reported that trips to the country have been cancelled. Moreover, the reason for the sudden halt has not been provided. The country has seen around 350,000 foreign tourists in 2019, with most coming from China. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the country is experiencing a partial impact of the westerly low-pressure system, causing minor weather changes in the hilly region. The weather remains generally cloudy across most part of the country, with light fog observed in some areas of the Tarai. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly session begins with discussion on 5 key ordinances and contemporary issues. Russian missile attack kills 4 people in Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown amid diplomatic tensions. And U.S. President Donald Trump warns Hamas to release captives and halts military aid to Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.